Gittin Yerushalmi corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Nun Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Dalet on the seventh line, Ad Kedoin. Ad Kedoin, Kesavo Shehu Chulin. Ayodei Barshi Yitrima, Ukzor Shemuta Vitam Oisa. The Gemara asks, Aral Mishnah exempt Shogeg when he thought that it is Chulin, and there's no loss of his Metame. If he knew that it was Truma, though, but thought that it was permitted to be Metame, what's the law? Mishpanim Anador, HaKoyhanim Shepiglu B'mikdash Meividim Chayovim. We learn from the Sefer of our Mishnah, Koyhanim who were Mefagel in the Mikdash, B'mavid, they're liable. Ma'al and Kaiman, what's the case? Im Kasava Bahen Shehu Chulin V'yesh Pigel B'chulin. If he thought it is Chulin, does Pigel apply to Chulin? Ela Kainan Ayim Kaiman V'yedea Bahen Shehen Kodesh V'sova Leimah Shemutah V'fagel B'kodesh. The Gemara answers rather the cases that he knows that they are Kodesh, and he thinks that it's permitted to be Mefagel with Kodesh. And here, he knows that it's Truma, and he thinks that it's permitted to be Metamet. Ravuna, quoting Rav, said that the Chiev from a Nasich and a Mishnah is for mixing the Ayin Nesech with permitted wine. He cannot be pouring libations to idolatry. Since he is Chayav Nisa, he'd be exempt from payment. Nisech v'yovava, if he poured to idolatry and asked if mixed, what's the law? Metchila v'hu Chayav Misa or l'vasoif b'tashlumin. The answer is initially he is Chayav Misa for the pouring, and afterwards he is obligated payment for mixing. Eisev v'bi Abba, g'atzmach ha'shahorgis ha'nefesh yishib e'esach sluchis, metchila v'hu Chayav Misa or l'vasoif b'tashlumin. And the Abba rejects this. Think about it. If one murdered and broke a flask, he's killed through breaking it. Do we say that initially he is Chayav Misa and asked for the payment? Behold, he doesn't pay. Mesiv, Rabbi Yosi, he gets asmacha, shehidlik, yedishoi, shal chaveyoi, shesei b'shabbos v'tchila, hu Chayav Misa, v'soiv, v'tashlumen. And Rabbi Yosi gives a second rejection. He says, think about it. If one burned another person's stack on Shabbos, do we say that initially he was Chayav Misa and afterwards payment? And we have a support for this, that if one was Matame Madame or Manasich B'shegig, he is exempt. If he was Mazed, he must pay. And Rabbi Yochanan said that it's a sign. And they show that all of them are the same, means there's no Chiyuv Misa. Menasech is only mixing.